Act 2, Scene 1, The Seacoast. So, Orsino loves Olivia, and now Olivia loves Viola, sort of. The delivering of Orsino's love letter certainly didn't go as planned. How will that phage? That's a fancy way of asking, how will that sort itself out? We will find out soon enough, but right now it's time to meet the second twin, Sebastian, who fixed himself to a piece of a shipmast and floated at sea until he was rescued by Antonio, a former sea fighter of some renown. Sebastian still mourns over his sister, who he thinks was lost at sea.
She is drowned already, sir. Salt water. Though I seem to drown her remembrance again with more.
Alas the day!
Sebastian decides to go to Orsino's court to see if anyone might have seen her, on the small chance she's still alive. This plan presents some danger to Antonio, who was once involved in a sea fight with Orsino's navy during his pirating days.
I am bound to the Count Orsino's court. Farewell!
Sebastian hugs Antonio and goes to leave, but Antonio puts his hand on Sebastian's shoulder to stop him.
Danger shall seem sport, and I will go.
They shake hands and exit together. Act 2, Scene 2, Olivia's house. Antonio braves danger to help out his new friend, and off they go together to Orsino's court. That same night, at Olivia's estate, Sir Toby Belch, Olivia's constant drunk uncle, is having an after-hours singing party with his pals. Enter Sir Toby Belch with bottle in hand.
Woohoo! 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh, let us eat and drink!
Enter Sir Andrew. Sir Andrew, a rich buffoon, who Sir Toby hopes can successfully woo Olivia. Enter Sir Andrew, who joins Sir Toby.
Let us eat and drink.
Festy, the court jester, and Maria, the head serving woman, whom we met earlier, also join. Enter Marvolio in funny-looking pajamas.
My masters, are you mad? Or what are you? Have you no wit, manners, nor honesty, but to gabble like tinkers at this time of night? Do ye make an alehouse of my lady's house? Is there no respect of place, person, or time in you?
We did keep time, sir, in our singing. Oh, snicker!
Sir Toby, I must be round with you. My lady bade me tell you that though she harbors you as a kinsman, she's nothing allied to your disorders. If you can separate yourself and your misdemeanors, you are welcome to the house. If not, and it would please you to take leave of her, she's very willing to bid you farewell.
Out of tune, sir, thou lie. Art any more than the steward? Dost thou think because thou art virtuous, there shall be no more cakes or ale? Go, sir, rub your chains with crumbs. A stoup of wine, Maria.
Mistress Mary, if you prized my lady's favor at anything more than contempt, you would not give means for this uncivil rule. She shall know of it by my hand.
Exit Marvolio.
Go shake your ears.
She has a plan and now shares it with Sir Toby and Sir Andrew.
For Monsieur Malvolio, let me alone with him. My revenge will find notable cause to work.
What wilt thou do?
I will drop in his way some obscure episodes of love, and he shall find himself most feelingly personated. I can write very like my lady, your niece. We can hardly make distinction of our hand.
Excellent! I smell a device!
I have it in my nose too!
He shall think by the letters that thou wilt drop that they come from my niece, and that she is in love with him.
My purpose is indeed horse that color.
Oh, 'twill be admirable. Mm-hmm.
Sport royal, I warrant you, I know my physic will work with him. I will plant you two and let Festi make a third, where he shall find the letter. Observe his construction of it. For this night, to bed and dream on the event. Farewell.
Sir Toby kisses her hand and Maria exits.
Good night, lovely Maria.
Oh, before me, she's a good wench.
She's a big old true bred and one that adores me. What of that?
I was adored once, too.
Well, let's to bed, knight. Thou hast need send for more money.
If I cannot recover your niece, I am a foul way out.
Send for the money, knight. If thou hast not her in the end, call me cut. Oh, it's too late to go to bed. Come, knight, come, knight.
Act 2, Scene 3. Duke Orsino's Palace. Enter Orsino and Viola.
Come hither, boy. Once more, Cesario, get thee to yon same sovereign cruelty. Tell her that my love is more noble than the world.
But if she cannot love you, sir?
I cannot be so answered.
Soothe, but you must. Say that some lady, as perhaps there is, hath for your love a great, a pang of heart. As you have for Olivia, you cannot love her. You tell her so. Must she not then be answered?
There is no woman's sides can bide the beating of so strong a passion as love doth give my heart. No woman's heart so big to hold so much. My love is all as hungry as the sea. Make no compare between that love a woman can bear me and that I owe Olivia.
Aye, but I know.
What dost thou know?
Too well what love women to men may owe. In faith, they are as true of heart as we. My father had a daughter loved a man. As it might be, perhaps, were I a woman, I should your lordship.
And what's her story? Died thy sister of her love, my boy?
Viola, almost admitting that she is indeed a woman.
I am all the daughters of my father's house, and all the brothers, too. Sir, shall I to this lady?
Aye, that's the theme. To her in haste. Give her this jewel.
Orsino hands her a piece of jewelry to give to Olivia.
Say that my love can give no place. Bide no delay.
Exit Orsino. Viola, in exasperation, exits